In the coming months, downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts staple Jim's House of Shoes will close its doors after decades in business. The North Street business dates back to the 1940s and has had multiple locations around the city. Owner Mark Abacasis, who was born in Morocco and grew up in Israel, spoke with WAMC about why he's closing the store now and what it was like when he first started working at the shop in 1972.
It was very different. Those days we had Ingram Brothers, and the downtown was the shopping area. Before we really had Cotsfield, malls, and outlets, everybody came to downtown to do all the shopping. And especially on Thursday night, when GE, those days was the payroll, on Thursday night, so people would come downtown on Thursday night, and it was the place to do all the shopping.
So let me ask you this. When did you first come into business with Jim's House of Shoes?
Part-time in 1972, 73. Full-time 1977, when I was done with my UMass. I went to UMass for hotel and restaurant management. And when I was done with it, I was going for interviews. Believe it or not, my first job was with one of those international hotels. I speak quite a few languages. So my first job, they wanted to send me to Paris. So I told my wife, and she told me, no way, we're staying in the Berkshires. At that time, we did a lot of traveling ourselves. I love traveling, and so right when I was done with UMass, we took off for 6 months, and we went to Africa, Asia, Europe. So we came back and got a job overseas again. My wife said, no, we stay in the Berkshires. So we decided to stay in the Berkshires, and worked out beautifully for us.
So you must have seen a lot of ups and downs in Pittsfield's economy over that period of time since the early 70s. Can you walk me through that? What that was like as things slowed down in the 80s, what the 90s were like? Just a picture of that.
Yes. Now I saw all kind of ups and downs, and especially in the middle 80s when G closed. And so we could see the difference in the business and the Berkshire County in general. And then in the late 80s, when the mall opened, of course we had a store at the mall. We decided to open a store at the mall in 1989. And so that was the beginning of a big change in downtown and in Pittsfield in general. But we survived. I did all kind of changes to my business. I was more going out for the business, not waiting for the walk-in business anymore. So I became a big dealer on safety shoes and orthopedic shoes, and I found my niche. And my customers never left me. See, they came back, even like yourself.
So why now? Why close the store now?
I turned 70. I was thinking about it when I turned 65. And I said, okay, one more year. And then my kid said, Dad, that's it, 70. How long are you going to do it? 80, 90? I would love to. I said, no, you got to go, and you got to come and visit us more often. I became a grandfather. So it's time for me, my body say, okay, good enough. And by the way, I love to dance. So I want to spend more time dancing.
So looking at Pittsfield in 2019, looking at North Street now, you know, over this roller coaster from the early 70s, what's the city you're leaving behind?
It's still a very good community. I made a lot of friends. And, I mean, for a young person starting in the in Pittsfield, it's hard. Not much to do for a young person, but for a young family, I would highly recommend it to start in Pittsfield or in the Berkshire in general. Like I say, it was a lot of changes, but still, the Berkshire is a beautiful place to be.
So what originally brought you to the Berkshires, and from where?
It's a long story. I met my wife in Israel. I'm going to get very emotional. She passed away. Excuse me.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. She passed away about 10 years ago. I'm 2008. All right. Anyway, so they came to Israel as a group, about six of them. It was a nice man that sponsored six people or six students to Israel. And they came to 1969, and they came to my kibbutz, which was a community life. If you know anything about kibbutz, it's a nice community life. And they came on the bus, and we just knew each other, met each other, and I fell in love with her. And after that, I joined the army, and she left. She went to college to become a teacher. And we just kept writing those old days letters, love letters, and she came back in 1971, and she decided to do a semester there in Jerusalem. And in the meantime, I was still single. She was single, so we became good friends again. And when I was done with my duty in Israel, I went to Europe to visit my family, and happened that my wife's parents, with my in-laws, were in Spain too at the same time. So I guess meant to be. See, we reconnected, and I took a trip to the United States in 1972, and I still here.
So who is Jim of Jim's House of Shoes?
Jim, the original Jim, is Jimmy Shulman. He's my cousin, my first cousin. He's the guy who built the carousel, the Berkshire Carousel. He was the first born in the family. So when their parents opened a new store in Woodland Ave, they decided to call the store Jim, from poor Jimmy.
And you kept the name to pay tribute to him, or?
We kept the name. It became became the name of the corporation, Jim's Inc., Jim's House of Shoes. One time we had a store in Taylor Street, and we called it Jim's Department Store. So we kept the name. Everybody knew us as Jim. And my father-in-law was a Jim. My uncle was a Jim. And now I'm a Jim. So everybody knows me as a Jim.
So a beloved part of Jim's House of Shoes was the miniature carousel in the children's section. Tell me about the history of that. I know as a young person in Pittsfield, I loved coming here specifically for that.
Yes. Oh, well. I'll tell you a story about the carousel. And I think it was in the early 60s, late 50s. Buster Brown, or Brown Shoe Company, when we first opened the Buster Brown store, we asked them to send us some kind of promotion to do something for the opening. So they sent us this carousel, merry-go-round carousel, and it was a success. I mean, the kids were coming by the thousand. They didn't want to leave the store. They want to have and play in the carousel. And then 2 weeks later, when Brown Shoe Company asked us to return the carousel, we say, there's no way. It's going to be a lot of a lot of kids very unhappy here. So there's no way can we do something. So we decided to buy a little more shoes and say, you know, just keep it. And that was the story.
I know you mentioned your love of travel and your love of dance. What's next for you in this next chapter of your life?
Right now, I'm closing the store. I'm taking one day at a time. And I'm going to volunteer to a lot of organization in the Berkshires. Like, I would love to help the immigrants. And I would love to use my languages. You know, I speak Spanish, French, Hebrew, Arabic, Italian, and a little bit of English. And I love to help the immigrants, the newcomers to the Berkshires.